Well, good morning. Hey, this is Jeremiah here. I'm with you for Coffee and Confessions. Are you thrilled today? Are you ready to do some coffee and confessions? I've got my coffee and got my water here. Are you ready to have some a good time with the Lord? Well, hey, I'm so glad to get to be with you, and I believe we're going to have a good time today. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to start with a scripture. We always like to start with a scripture. Psalms 47:2 says, "For the Lord Most High is awesome." Isn't that good? Amen. He's awesome. The great King over all the earth. Isn't that good? You know, He is awesome. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with today, what you're going through. He's awesome, right? And what does that mean, He's awesome? Well, He can work it out a million ways. He can fix it a million ways. He can fix your circumstances a million ways. He's awesome. Amen. And He can do it with no problem. Praise the Lord. If you trust in the Lord, praise the Lord. So we're going to get into the confessions today. You can go to the website there. We're going to do them right off the website. And we go to the home page, hit the pages, and hit that confession there. And you can do these confessions with us. And we're just going to start at the top today, and we're going to do that. I'll give you just a moment to get there. But, you know, it's exciting to do these confessions. Say, well, why do you do these confessions? Well, you know, you're calling those things that be not as though they are. You know, if you say, I'm going to have a bad day all day, you're prophesying your future, you know. But when you're confessing the Word of God, you're prophesying your future as well. And so it's important that you're speaking the right things. I'm not saying you have to speak these things. We're just here to kind of come along and give you kind of some basic confessions here. But, you know, you want to be speaking good things out of the Word of God over your life all the time. It's important. You keep your mouth shut, you're gonna not have a lot of change in your life. You getting saved, you had to speak something out of your mouth. And so it's important to be confessing the right things. If you want healing, start speaking it. It's the way to release your faith. So it's important to speak it. Jesus told us to do this in Mark 11:23. I didn't say it was someone else that said it was Jesus who told us this. And He said to speak to your mountain if you want it to be, your circumstances to be changed, and your possible circumstances which you don't think are possible, start speaking to it. You'll be surprised how things can change very dramatically when you're confessing the Word of God. Praise the Lord. So we're going to start right at the top here, and we start with Psalms 103:2. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Praise the Lord. That's Psalms 103:2. Lord, in obedience to Your Word, we recall and receive anew today all the benefits Jesus has provided for me. He has forgiven all my sins. He's my healer. I receive my healing and health today. My life is redeemed from destruction. I'm crowned with His loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagles. He executeth righteousness and judgment for me. Against oppression, I am free. He makes known His ways to us. We're His child, and we follow Him. We receive His grace and mercy and obtain it in times of need. Isn't that good? Aren't you glad His grace and mercy is available to us every day, and we obtain it in times of need? I don't know about you, but I've had lots of times of need, lots of challenges. It's nice to know His grace and mercy. I can obtain it in times of need. Well, here's three great prayers that you can pray. I believe they'll change your life if you're praying them on a regular basis. And these prayers are powerful. My brother Hagin said to his wife one time, "What have I been teaching out of the Word after you start praying these prayers?" Because he became enlightened, and he saw things in the Scripture he never saw before when he started praying these prayers, right? And, you know, Kenneth Copeland has these prayers on the bookmarker you can get, you know, because he knows how valuable they are and how it helps you to see the Word and takes the veil off the Word, where you can see things you never seen before in the Word. And so these are powerful, powerful prayers, and I'd suggest you pray them as often as you can, and I believe they'll change your life if reading the Word. So let's go ahead and get into this. Ephesians, the first chapter is the first one, and there's one in Ephesians 3 and one in Colossians. Let's go ahead and read the first one, and just put yourself in these prayers as we pray them. Ephesians 1:16 through 23, it says, "You've given me the spirit of wisdom and revelation of Jesus Christ. I thank You that my eyes of understanding are being enlightened to know the hope of Your calling and the riches of the glory of Your inheritance in the saints. You're revealing to me the exceeding greatness of Your power according to Your working of Your mighty power, which raised Christ from the dead and set Him at Your right hand." Ephesians, the third chapter, the 14th verse, says, "Grant me, according to the riches of Your glory, to be strengthened with might by Your Spirit in my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart of faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height of the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I might be filled with all the fullness of God. I praise You, Lord, that You're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Colossians, the first chapter, the ninth verse, it says it like this: I pray that you fill me with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that I might walk worthy of you and all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increase in the knowledge of you, strength with all might, according to your glorious power, to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Unto you, Lord, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I will point out a key there that's really good in that prayer. He says, so that it'll be a fruitful, right? How do you know if you're in the Lord's will and if you're doing what God would have you to do? Well, you're fruitful, right? You see it producing. You see good things happening. My dad would talk about his business, you know, and he would talk about how, you know, how important they could see within a month if it was a good business, you know, if it was going to do well. If it had a lot of business, if it didn't produce a lot of business quickly, then they knew that they were, that it's not a good location, right? Well, you know, in God's things, you know, it's important that we're seeing fruit, right? Looking for fruit. If we're not seeing fruit, that tells us a whole lot, doesn't it? And it tells us that here in Colossians. Let's go ahead and look here real quick. We're going to get into fears and worries, confessions to help you with those things. Are you having fears and worries? Wow, in this world today, you have to be careful about focusing on fear and worry. You know, fear is a spirit, right? It says there's a spirit of fear. And so you need to talk to that spirit, tell it to get out of here in Jesus' name. And you need to speak some good things so you're not yielding to a spirit of fear and of worry. So let's go ahead and speak some good things to help you today with fear and worry today. I am the body of Christ, and Satan has no power over me. I overcome evil with good, Romans 12:21 and 1 Corinthians 12:27. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your spirit, your word, and your spirit comfort me, Psalms 23:4. I am far from oppression, and fear does not come near me, Isaiah 54:14. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, for my righteousness is of the Lord, Isaiah 54:17. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I'm like a tree by rivers of water, Psalms 1:3. Lord, you have delivered me from the evils of this world, for it is God's will, Galatians 1:4. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, Psalms 91:10. For you have given your angels charge over me, and they keep me in all my ways, Psalms 91:11. In my pathway is life, and there is no death, Proverbs 12:28. I'm a doer of the word, and I'm blessed in my deeds, James 1:22-25. I take the shield of faith and stop everything the enemy brings against me, Ephesians 6:16. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I forbid any sickness to come on me, Galatians 3:13. Overcome by the blood of Christ and the word of my testimony, Revelations 12:11. Amen. He says, for the devil flees from me, because I resist him in Jesus' name, James 4:7. And the word of God is forever sealed in heaven, Psalms 119:89. And great is the peace of my children, for they're taught of the Lord, Isaiah 54:13. It's interesting when you start doing these confessions, you get tripped up on your words if you're not careful there. Even if you got them memorized, I've just about got them all memorized here. But, you know, going through them, you know, you have to be careful about tripping up on your words. So bear with me as I go through these. Well, you know, we're going to get some confessions for material needs here. You need some stuff. For your babies, for yourself. Well, you know, these are some great confessions to help you speak good things for your family, right? And so let's go ahead and get into these confessions. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of law, poverty, sickness, and death, Galatians 3:13 and Deuteronomy 28. For poverty he's given me wealth, for sickness he's given me health, 2 Corinthians 8:9. I'm rich because of the blessing of the Lord, Proverbs 10:28. I delight myself in the Lord, and he gives me the desires of my heart, Psalms 37:4. I have given, and has given to me good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Luke 6:38. I have all sufficiency of all things, and abound to all good works, 2 Corinthians 9:8. For my God has made all grace abound toward me, 2 Corinthians 9:8. There is no lack, for my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. Well, hey, we're going to get into just the last few scriptures here. And while we're going down our second half here, and we're going to get into some scriptures here for guidance and wisdom. We've been talking about guidance and wisdom on Sundays if you want to learn how to be led by the Holy Spirit. But it's important that you're speaking some good things so that you're being led, right? And your words can help you go the right direction. So let's go ahead and get into some good confessions for guidance and wisdom. You need some direction and wisdom tonight. Well, let's go ahead and get into that. The Spirit of truth abideth in me. He teaches me all things. He guides me to all truth, John 16:13. I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things, 1 John 2:20. God gives me wisdom freely, James 1:5. I'm always at the right place at the right time. My steps are ordered by the Lord, Psalms 37:23. I have perfect knowledge of every circumstance I come up against, James 1:5. I trust the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, Proverbs 3:5. In all my ways I acknowledge him, and he directs my path. Proverbs 3:6. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119:105. He will perfect that which concerneth me. Psalms 138:8. I let the word of Christ dwell in me richly in all wisdom. Colossians 3:16. I follow the good shepherd, for I know his voice, and a stranger I will not follow. John 10:3-4. I'm not conformed to this world, but I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind by the word. Romans 12:2. And of course, we got some great confessions here for comfort and strength. If you're needing some comfort and strength today, oh man, I can think of over my life how many times I've really needed comfort and strength, you know? You know, it's interesting when you think you're alone today, you know, and you might need a little bit more comfort than what some others might need at the time. But it's good to know he has comfort and strength for you. God said he'd never leave you or forsake you. Isn't that good to know? You know, and he'll give you comfort and strength right there where you're at. Praise the Lord. Let's go ahead and start this. The joy of the Lord is my strength, Nehemiah 8:10. The Lord is the strength of my life, Psalms 27:1. Greater is he that is in me than he is in the world, 1 John 4:4. I will not let the word depart from before my eyes, for it is life. Did you hear me? It is life and health, Proverbs 4:21-22. I let no corrupt words come out of my mouth, but that which is good to edify, in Ephesians 4:29. I refuse to give place to the devil, Ephesians 4:27. I speak the truth in love and grow up in him in all things, Ephesians 4:15. No man shall take me out of his hand, for I have eternal life, John 10:28. I let the peace of God rule my heart, refuse to worry about anything, Colossians 3:15. That which I refuse to allow here on earth, God also refuses to allow, and that which I do allow, God also allows to come to pass here on earth, Matthew 16:19. I'm a believer. Is anybody else out there a believer? I'm a believer, and these signs do follow me. This is what the normal believer should have happening in their life. He says, I speak with new tongues. Is that you? I take authority over the devil. Is that you? I lay hands on the sick, and they recover. Mark 16, 17-18. I'm a complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 2:10. Notice that he didn't say that was just for preachers, did he? Yeah, that's good to think about, isn't it? He said of believers, right? Our confession today, though, let's look at these last few here. It says, I am a healed of the Lord, 1 Peter 2:24, Isaiah 53:5. Favor works out all my situations. Favor goes before me, behind me, side to side, Psalms 5:12. No weapon formed against me will succeed, Isaiah 54:17. And then, of course, we want to agree with what's been prophesied for this year. It's the year of more in every area, right? 2024 is a year of more prosperity, more dreams coming true, more of God in your life, more of everything in every area from God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Think about that today. He's going to do more in your life this year. I agree with that this year. Praise the Lord. And one person said it was the year of progression, right? So we're getting more and more progression in every area of our lives through God. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just agree with what's been prophesied this year. It's our year of more in every area. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, hey, if you enjoyed your time together with me, I hope that you did. Hey, I look forward to spending more time with you Wednesday. God bless you. I hope you're ready for a wonderful, wonderful week. God bless you. If you'd like to contact us for prayer, praise reports, or offerings, go to jeremiahsmithministries.podbean.com. Thank you for listening.